Hello, this is the English Programme, and the start of a brand new series of our Sherlock Holmes podcast. Yes, on Spreaker. Also on Audio Boo. Yes, it's been a while. It's been about 2 months, I think, since our last programme. So I thought, let's start a new one again. We've had 20,000 downloads since we started our Sherlock Holmes podcast. Thank you to everyone who's listened and downloaded an episode. So there must be little podcasts, our little podcasts, all over the place, everywhere. We've had listeners from all over. We really have. Thank you to all of you. Your comments, thoughts, views and suggestions can be sent to our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. Okay, here we go. Brand new case for Sherlock Holmes to solve now. We've decided to go with... Are you ready for this? What story do you think we've picked? Well, we've decided... Not quite sure why we decided to go with this particular one, but the one we decided in the end to go with is from... The Return of Sherlock Holmes. And the one we picked is very exciting. It's The Adventure of the Abbey Grange. There we go. So, there we go. Nothing to say, really. So, on we go with the story. It was a bitterly cold and frosty morning. Sounds like the beginning of a nice little tune, doesn't it? Towards the end of the winter of 97... I was awakened by a tugging at my shoulder. It was Holmes. The candle in his hand shone upon his eager, stooping face and told me at a glance that something was amiss. "Come, Watson, come," he cried. "The game is afoot. Not a word. Into your clothes and come." Well, 10 minutes later, we were both in a cab and rattling through the silent streets on our way to Charing Cross Station. The first faint winter's dawn was beginning to appear, and we could dimly see the occasional figure of an early workman as he passed us, blurred and indistinct in the London reek. Not quite sure what the London reek is. Holmes nestled in silence into his heavy coat, and I was glad to do the same, for the air was most bitter, and neither of us had broken our fast. I think that means... Actually, I haven't got a clue what that means. Let's move on, I think. It was not until we had consumed some hot tea. I always say hot tea is great. You have to have... You got a problem, you can solve it over a nice cup of tea. This was at the station, and taken our places in the Kentish train, that we were sufficiently thawed, he to speak and I to listen. Holmes drew a note from his pocket and read aloud. "Abbey Grange, Marsham, Kent, 3:30 a.m. My dear Mr. Holmes, I should be very glad of your immediate assistance in what promises... to be a most remarkable case. It is something quite in your line. Except for releasing the lady, I will see that everything is kept exactly as I have found it. But I beg you not to lose an instant, as it is difficult to leave Sir Eustace there. Yours faithfully, Stanley Hopkins." Hopkins has... called me in 7 times, and on each occasion his summons has been entirely justified, said Holmes. I fancy that every one of his cases has found its way into your collection, and I must admit, Watson, that you have some power of selection which atones for much which I deplore in your narratives. Very interesting. Okay, we take a break. More from Sherlock Holmes next time. Hope you enjoyed our little start to our brand new story, Sherlock Holmes. More information can be found on our Audioboo and Spreaker pages.